Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning. Thursday already, and it's a bit cooler this morning. It's 12, going up to 23, and then hot for this weekend, 25 tomorrow, 20 Saturday, 19 Sunday. It's all right. It's going to be great. And, it, you know, that humidity that was kind of sticking in the air is a little bit gone, which is nice. We got some good rain yesterday, good nap weather.
Oh, yeah, it was good nap weather.
You know? But that's the thing is, I always find good nap weather happens on, like, a Tuesday when you can't take a nap because you're busy with stuff.
Yeah.
You know? We need one of those on the weekend. Let's check in with the crew before we get going. TJ, what's on your mind?
Did you see the story of police in Burlington? They're looking for a group of people who paid $1.76 at IKEA, but then stole $600 worth of stuff.
What did they pay the $1.76 for?
I don't know.
It was for duvets and a bunch of comforters and a bunch of rugs. Yeah, this
How do they only
area.
Pay $1.76?
It's self-checkout.
They just probably grabbed like a spatula. Paid for it, and like, why pay for that?
Yeah,
why go through that whole business? That you could just run the credit card.
They felt bad.
Yeah,
they felt bad.
No, they didn't.
They
didn't feel
so bad.
Jax, what's up with you?
Guys, I'm winning. I've won the raccoon battle this morning. I took a broom out with me because a mama and her babies were outside eating my garbage, and I don't want to get in the way of a family dinner, but get out of my way. And I took my broom out, and they respected me. So this has been going on for a week, and I got out of my door safely today.
Boundaries are important with family.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is important.
Hey, producer Leo, what's up with you?
Ever watch sports and think, hey, maybe I can do that. I'm going to try that, and I can do it too.
Every time I see skeleton at the Olympics, I'm
tobogganing. Yeah.
Well, that's how I felt about tennis because, you know, it's been the French Open for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I've been watching my favorite player, Coco Gauff. She's so great. And I embarrassed myself miserably at tennis lessons because I thought I could do an overhead serve. And I cannot.
You will, though. You'll get there. You'll get there.
I don't know, babe. I think I'm going to
I know your dad's in town from Jamaica, and he's been providing commentary. You don't even need to have the volume on.
Yeah.
Does he play tennis with you?
No. And if he ever were to watch me, he would... He would remark on my tennis skills as well.
Keep going. Okay.
He'll diss me hard.
Absolutely.
So yesterday we got the verdict in the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation trial, and it's complicated and a little bit more complex than the headlines are making it seem. So we're going to get into it a little bit and then tell you exactly sort of what happened and what it means.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard verdict came down yesterday, and the hardcore numbers are this. Johnny Depp won the defamation case against Amber Heard. Jury awarded him $15 million in damages. So that was $10 million in compensatory damages, $5 million in punitive damages for his defamation suit, but the jury also awarded Heard $2 million in compensatory damages. So so here's the thing. You know, I followed this trial pretty closely. My girlfriend followed it pretty closely. She's a lawyer, so it's obviously, you know, the way people are like cross-examined in a courtroom or whatever is really interesting to her. So I sort of like whenever I went home that it would be on.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, you know, everybody's talking about like whose side they're on or whatever. And I think, you know, one of the things that I think it might be okay to do is to say that you're not on anyone's side here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who are like, and I think I understand this. Worried about women coming forward with abuse allegations, right?
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, that is ultimately what's sort of at stake here.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, I don't think Amber Heard represents that. But I also don't think Johnny represents good person.
Yeah.
I think if you hear some of the text messages, if you hear some of the conversations, if you really dive deep into what came out in the court, you know, she admitted to hitting him.
Yeah.
Couple times. Now, she said he hit her. There's no proof of that. He didn't admit to it. But the reality of it is, this is an ugly relationship.
Yeah.
And to take it and extrapolate it and put it onto, you know, I saw a tweet yesterday that was like, oh, well, that's the death knell to the Me Too movement because, you know, women lost again. And it's like, no, I don't think they did. Mm-hmm. I think the Me Too movement legitimately has changed the way we look at things.
It has, yeah.
And I don't think that what happened with Amber Heard and with Johnny Depp is a representation in any way of where we've come as a society. Do we have work to do? yes, but I don't think we can take this case and extrapolate it and apply it to anything else. I think it's unique on its own. And frankly, I think they're both gross.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it's gross, yeah. man. I just do.
You keep on seeing the word, you know, wins the defamation. There's no winners here. Like, there's no winners in this entire trial because it's an ugly, toxic, abusive relationship on emotional and physical levels. And a lot of private details that have been in the public.
Yeah.
And I like what you said about this isn't going to take away from the Me Too movement because I don't want it. I don't want women not to step forward because of this. Hopefully they'll feel like the voices can be louder, not quieter, but this is an ugly representation of women coming forward. It is. And it's yes. sad. It's really, really sad.
Yes.
It is. And like the part where I'll disagree with you, Adam, is, you know, as a society, like the average person looks at this and completely agrees with you that, yeah, no, this doesn't change the Me Too movement at all. But with the lowest common denominator people, this is going to be fuel for their fire. In a way yeah. where they're going to say, yeah, see, there you go. I told you.
But
you
know, those people were never on board anyway. Yeah, yeah. Right? But
they're not yeah, good but people adds, anyways.
For them, this is the only example they need because that's the only research they're going to do.
100%. And I get what you're saying. I totally get it. I don't get the, I don't understand. Like this isn't a you know, just TJ and I are huge sports fans.
Yeah.
It's not a match. This
yeah.
is different, right?
There's no winners.
Losing
yeah.
makes
yeah.
me feel very, very yeah. uncomfortable.
Yeah. yeah.
None of you this know, was good.
They all yeah. lost. Everybody lost.
None of this is celebratory.
100%. Yes. And yeah. so, listen, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. All I can tell you is what came out in the court.
Yeah. yeah.
And the reality is that I don't think Amber Heard is representative necessarily of women in that particular
yes,
position.
Exactly.
She may have been abused,
yeah, yeah.
but she also abused.
Yeah.
And I think let's come out and say it, right? Now, I hope, I'm ready for this to be over because I'm ready to get back to, I think the whole trial sidesteps the real issues mm-hmm. that we are facing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that you know, on the whole, when women are sexually assaulted or assaulted at all, they're afraid to come forward.
Yes.
Statistics yeah. back that up.
Yeah.
So instead of talking about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, if you want to have that conversation, mm-hmm. I think we need to continue to have that one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I hate is that when an event like this happens, people take it and they
yeah.
they paint the entire movement with
the
it.
The circus is taken away from the actual matter.
Yeah,
yes.
and it's not. Yeah. It's just yeah. not, no. frankly.
Yeah.
And reality is, again, like I said, it's like when two of your friends divorce, and I'm not saying that these are friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. You don't need to take sides.
No.
You don't need to take sides. You don't know these people.
Yeah.
They're not going to thank you for commenting on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
They don't care about you.
Yeah.
See, the only thing is I've taken sides in every divorce my friends have gone through. Every single one.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get you back on side yeah, in mine, man.
You're trying.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so this is awkward. But do you have the Tim Hortons app?
I no. do.
I had it until yesterday.
Why?
You had to download it to do Roll at the Rim. And I think you saved like 15 cents on your coffee.
Oh,
or something
yeah.
Like
they have the point system. Yeah.
yeah.
That's
So Canada's privacy commissioner came out with a huge report yesterday and said the Tim Hortons app for 2 years was tracking everything you did.
What?
Okay. So this is insane. I'm going to read you.
Oh, no.
It said the mobile app's geolocation functions misled many users to believe the information would be accessed only when the app was in use. That's usually when because you know, it gives you that option, right?
Yeah, it prompts you when you get the app.
Do you want it to be tracked all the time, tracked only when used, yeah. or not tracked at all? And the only reason I say tracked when in use is because if I'm walking near a Tim Hortons, I want to know which one I can do my
yes,
mobile order
yeah, yeah.
from,
yeah.
right? In reality, the app actually tracked users when the device was on. So if your phone was on, it was tracking you. So this is what's so crazy. It used location data to figure out where you live, where you work, whether or not you've been traveling. It also generated a quote event every time you entered or left a Tim Hortons competitor.
Oh God. Oh my goodness.
That's Starbucks, Second Cup, I don't know.
A&W,
McDonald's, whatever. A major sports venue, or into your house or workplace.
So it would like send you a promotion from Tim Hortons.
No, not even that. It was. So what they're doing is they're compiling your data.
Yeah.
And the question now yeah. is, everybody asks this question, right? Because we already know Facebook does that.
Yeah.
And I think Twitter does that first. That as well. And the thing is, it's important to understand that if you are not paying for the product, you are the product
yeah.
in the online world. So in Facebook, the reason that they don't charge you for Facebook is because they're taking your data.
They're using you, yeah.
And they're selling it. So the question now is, did they sell it? We don't know. But the privacy commissioner doesn't have a ton of teeth. It's not like they can get fined for this.
Yeah.
But it's embarrassing. And you should know that. You should know that about that app. And it's like, what, Tim Hortons, you don't need
Tim's,
this.
Come on.
You're our national coffee
yeah,
brand.
We love
are you,
you
kidding me?
You've been so good to us. What are you doing tracking us now?
Listen, I don't care. Track me. No, I'm really? Serious. No. Yeah, because all they do, they sell my info and I get more targeted ads and I find more stuff that I like.
And I don't have to leave
the house. I don't have to leave my house. Track me. I don't care. The T and TJ can stand for Tim Hortons for all I care.
Oh, wow.
Can
track
I say
me.
Something?
Do it.
I don't disagree. It's like, if it's not Tim Hortons, it's something else. On
well,
my phone.
I know.
Like,
yeah. But
my phone knows
but
where I am.
But listen, there are certain brands I expect more from, and Tim Hortons is one of them.
No.
And let me just say this. I can imagine the data people looking at all of the names that have
zeros
the Tim Hortons
ones.
App. And then it's like, it generates an event every time you leave the house. And it's like, TJ O'Halloran
never leaves.
Never left the house.
Is this broken?
He has the least events of any human being we've ever seen. How is this possible? Track me. Nothing's happening.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Autism Speaks Canada welcomes back their Toronto in-person walk-along with an option to walk virtually with family and friends on June 12th. Register to join Canada's number one autism walk to promote social inclusion and acceptance of people with autism at ascwalk.ca. The Virgin Radio Street Team is also going to be on location, so you can go and say hi. Halsey's new single is coming out, and everyone's like, did she trick us into giving that viral moment? Because remember, like last week, Halsey posted a TikTok complaining that her label, Capitol Music, wouldn't release her new single unless she had a viral moment. Well, that TikTok ended up going viral. And yesterday, Capitol tweeted that they support her and they're committed to releasing the song, which is called So Good, on June 9th, so next week. They added a statement saying, "We are an artist-first company that encourages open dialogue."
Okay, here, let me tell you something about the record industry. No record company is an artist-first record company.
Yeah. Business first,
okay?
Always.
It's business first, and there's nothing wrong with that.
What about
that's
the,
what it is.
What about the one that signed Taylor Swift when she was like 15?
Yeah,
and then,
Big Machine?
Yeah.
No? Definitely artist first.
Old Scotty Borchetta.
Yeah.
This summer is being dubbed Hot Emo Summer.
Yeah, baby.
Finally, says 2008 TJ.
This is your year, man.
This is my time. My Chemical Romance is touring again. Hayley Williams was on stage at Coachella. Travis Barker married a Kardashian. Yeah. So they're saying, yep, it's finally happening. There's a fashion app called Depop, and their trends and category manager said that listings tagging emo have risen by 52%.
Are Blink-182 considered emo now?
They're honestly.
They're pop-punk, man. They're not emo.
No, it's all under the same umbrella, I think.
No way.
Yeah,
does that mean Sum 41's emo?
If it was 2008, we could have this argument, but now it's all looked under the same lens.
I'm going to get my snake bites back.
Yeah.
Do it. Get your space respect, too.
I'm going to get my stretched ears and my snake bites back.
Yeah. Hey, you guys ready to worry about the next supply chain shortage? You know what it is?
What is it?
Movie theater popcorn.
Why?
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that movie theater chains are worried that supply chain issues may lead to a popcorn shortage later this summer. They're saying supplies will be tight, partially because they're having to pay farmers more to keep growing popcorn rather than switching to more lucrative crops like soybeans. And of course, that means if there is a shortage, it means that the stuff that does come out is going to be more expensive. So
it's already so expensive, man. I can't keep doing this.
Yeah, cost of living's fine. What are you talking about? And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so Jax's partner did something big, and she opened a salon, which we're very excited about. The salon opened
on June 1st.
Yesterday, which is amazing. And already the bookings are thick. Mm-hmm. So thick, in fact, that Jax couldn't get a haircut. This is hilarious.
It's your fiance. How can you not get in?
I want to throw this at you. I think it's hilarious because my girlfriend got in yesterday and Jax could not.
Okay,
you should leave a bad Yelp review.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
You can always threaten it, right?
Yeah.
That's how you get your way.
She was finishing at her, like, the salon that she was working at before opening her own. So I haven't had a haircut in a bit. And I was waiting, you know, for her to open her own salon so I could go there and be one of her first customers. And I was already booked. Like, she made me use her booking link and everything to book in for Tuesday. And Or sorry, for Tuesday. And I was all set, ready to go. And then I realized that I mixed up times and that I had therapy when I was supposed to be getting a haircut. So I was like, hey, Mish, like, can we, you know, can I come in later that day? Or like, maybe we can do it like after dinner one night. She said no. No, like straight up no. She was like, no, like you've known about this appointment. I don't have time.
Good for her.
And I love that.
I wanted to get
boundaries,
my hair.
Baby. Yeah, boundaries.
I want to get my hair cut because we're flying to Halifax. She's coming home with me to see my family. Yeah. So I was like, want to get a nice haircut? I was like, well, I want to get it cut before we go home. She goes, you're going to go home with long hair.
Oh.
Who's her biggest competitor? You should go there.
What's that?
Who's her biggest competitor?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, I was like, should I just go get my hair cut
choice,
by somebody
I'm
else?
Yeah. By.
All right, I'm going the clip cuts.
But she, like, yeah, like you said, Adam, like your girlfriend Natalie got in yesterday. Yeah. But Natalie booked
she had a 3-hour appointment. She got her hair colored and cut and everything.
They had a great time, I heard. But she, and I thought she, Michelle was joking at first. And I was like, no, well, like, no, baby. Like, get. She's like, no.
So, okay, this is, I swear, okay, because we're not professionals, right? We're professional radio people, but that's not really applicable anywhere. But if you are a plumber or you're an electrician or, you know, you do, so, like, a mechanic, you get asked to do this stuff by family all the time
all
for free.
All the time.
My girlfriend's a lawyer. Yeah. Do you know how many people talk to her about lawyer-related things? And she did, like, insurance adjustments and stuff like that. She's like, and people are asking her about, like,
Family court.
Like, she's like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know. My buddy's a cop, and every time he goes to a party, people are like, you know, I got a speeding ticket 2 years ago. I'm going to court for it next week. Any, you think you can help me get out of it?
He's like, no.
No, I cannot help you with that. So I wanted to ask you this. 416-872-9999 or 999-999 text, okay? You got a partner like Jax. You're a professional. You got a partner like Jax. And they think that they can get special favors from you just because you guys are sleeping together. Okay? I want to know what your boundaries are. You can hit us up, 999-999 text, 416-872-9999.
I just want to kick us off here from the 289. My fiance is a mechanic. We're in June, and I only got my winter tires off last week.
Busy. Michelle did do my hair last night, but she made me buy her a really nice dinner for her, too.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so you're a professional, and people always ask you to do stuff like, hey, you know, listen, you're a mechanic. You can just go ahead and replace all my brakes and do an oil change in my garage, right? It'll take, what, 10 minutes? No big deal. So Jax is... Jax's partner, Michelle. Jax didn't make an appointment. They're going to Halifax this weekend. Michelle's going to meet the fam, and Jax wanted to have a nice haircut. Now, Jax had the entire 6 weeks leading up to this trip to say, hey, Michelle, can you give me a quick trim at home? Did she ask? No. And now Jax wants a haircut, and Michelle can't give her one, which I think is hilarious.
I think that the cherry on top, Adam, is that your girlfriend got in yesterday.
Yeah, she made an appointment.
She made an appointment, and then Michelle says no. Michelle says no. And like, she loves me. I do believe that, but she, you know what? She's a business lady. I respect it.
I'm telling you, go to the mall and get a haircut somewhere else.
I'm gonna shave my head.
He has some great texts coming in from the 289. I'm an emergency nurse. Jax, your mom was a nurse. I get asked medical advice all the time. And get asked to pull people in early ahead of others.
Like, no.
People who I've never met. But like, because they know someone I do, / dating, they think they have an in.
It's like a hospital bouncer. It's like, hey, can you give me in early?
Slip them a 20.
No. Not the way it works.
I'm a visual artist, and while my partner is super understanding, my friends and family around Christmas want free paintings or artwork to give them as gifts.
No.
Another one from the 289.
That is, by the way... What a jerk thing to ask. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Just free art? Yeah, I'll just give it to you. No problem.
Free art. From the 289, I'm a mental health nurse, and everyone comes to me for free therapy and any injuries. You know what? Like, even if you're not a mental health therapist, if you've just been to a therapist, all of your friends who don't go to therapy will always ask you, like,
what do you think your therapist would say?
What would your therapist say about this? I'm like, I don't know. You pay them.
Yeah, go to therapy yourself. Yeah.
It's covered through your
trauma
benefits.
Dumping on me, please.
Yeah.
I'm a dog groomer. This is from the 289 and worked in vet offices. And I always get asked to groom dogs of family and friends for free. And people always ask me why their dogs are sick.
It's like not. Now I'm thinking about it. My cousin's a vet, and I always ask her for advice.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, I gotta stop doing that.
Somebody asked us if we get asked to MC a lot of weddings or events for our friends. Yeah. That does happen quite often.
I actually have only hosted one. I never really get asked to do stuff, ever. It's crazy.
I've done quite a few weddings for friends, and I don't ever want to do another one.
Maybe
because
you're a lot more likable than I am.
I don't know. You know what? I'm far less busy than you are. That's probably why.
I've been asked to do it a few times. I love it.
Yeah?
I actually have a lot of fun doing it. Yeah, it's a great time. Except for the time when I got overserved and I lost the schedule of what was coming up next. And then I started guessing and the bride was not too thrilled. It was in Saskatoon. Who cares? Last one here from the 647. I'm a dietitian and everybody thinks I care about what they're eating at dinner and continues to ask for a meal plan.
Oh, no.
I completely feel Michelle's pain. P.S. I love you three. The best radio host that ever never failed to brighten up my mornings.
Thank you.
That's from Michelle in the 647.
I thought you were going to say the best radio host that always fail.
Well,
which
both
would also
be true,
right? Yeah, you know?
Not wrong.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So I have some celebrity gossip to reveal to you.
Okay, you texted us about this last night. You said, I did some of my own research.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have a celebrity story that nobody has yet.
Is it a big story? I don't know. You're going to have to tell me. But I have been teasing Jax and TJ about this from last night. And as far as I know, and this never happens, by the way, Virgin Radio will be the first on this story.
In the world.
Yeah. Not that it really matters.
It does.
But you know, Entertainment Outloud, so like, we got the exclusive. It's like, well, okay, well. So I want you to tell me at 999 416-872-9999 whether or not this was a big entertainment story worth breaking. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you'll remember, the other week, I was in the same restaurant as Shawn Mendes. So that happened.
Yeah.
So I think the celebrity vibe is now attracting itself to
your AMZ.
Yeah. And one of the things that Jax makes fun of me for, TJ makes fun of me for, is how much I love cars. I'm obsessed.
Well, yeah, I love
so
a truck.
So what I do is, you know, part of my Instagram follows is I like to follow all of the expensive car outlets in Toronto and just look at the cars. I just like looking at cars.
Yeah.
I just think, like, the way people like looking at handbags, I look at cars. They're like a piece of art.
Like a toddler who never grew up.
100%. Yeah. That is 1,000% me.
Yeah.
So I came across this listing the other day, and this is from a local car dealership.
Okay.
And this car belongs to, or used to belong to, a very famous Torontonian.
Oh, okay.
Okay? No one else has reported on this, but you can now buy this person's car. Okay? And the quote that they used in the post to sell the car is, I only drove it 5 times and I paid $1.5 for it.
Okay. Is it Drake?
It's Drake.
What?
So
no,
Drake's,
it's not.
Drake's 2010 Bugatti Veyron. And it's one of ones because it's black on the outside. It's got an orange interior. Mm-hmm. One of one in Canada. I think one of 12 in the entire world.
Oh, wow.
And of that, I think of that year, they only made like 300 of them. It's for sale right now for $3.2 million.
Okay, so like, is this on like GG Autos?
No, it's,
like,
on,
where is
it's on
Craigslist.
So FAF, which you'll see on license plates all over the city. FAF is a big...
PHAFF.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
So FAF is a huge auto dealer.
Yeah.
But they have FAF Reserve, which is what I follow because that's their expensive high-end car market. One day, I look at those cars and I go, one day I will have you. So this one, $1.5 million Drake paid for this. And it's so funny because they use the quote, only drove it 5 times and paid $1.5 for it. And they wrote 3 owls after it. And the car has 3,000 kilometers on it. Now,
Wait.
What?
Your exclusive story is that Drake's selling his car?
No, he already sold it. It's that they're selling. You can now buy Drake's car.
Oh, so you could buy Drake's used car.
You can buy Drake's used Bugatti, which, by the way, is worth 2 times the amount he paid for it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so bored.
Guys,
Adam,
I think this is a good story.
I think that you doubt the city that we live in. This city is incredible, and we have some of the biggest celebrities in the world. Of course, they're going to be selling the cars. Or somebody who bought their old cars.
Yeah, but
you don't
tell me you're not a little interested to see what Drake's car looks like.
Listen, I don't think this is about whether or not this is interesting, whether or not we care about Drake selling his car, Jax. I think at this point, it's determining what's Adam's punishment for lying to us for almost 24 hours.
What do you mean punishment for lying? That is a great story.
I thought you had, like, hot tea.
Yeah, I thought you were
going
to be like,
ooh,
Shawn Mendes.
This is hot tea.
We have a $3 million car for sale owned by the biggest celebrity in Toronto history, and you guys are gonna tell me that this isn't a story?
I care more about Jax's Bronco.
Wow. playing this for Drake. Car's beautiful.
He's not listening.
I'm going to make producer Leah post this on Instagram. Tell us, that story was worth it, right?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Breaking entertainment news. I have located Drake's used car.
Okay.
Listen, it's a Bugatti. He said he drove it five times, and he paid $1.5 million for it, but it's now for sale for $3.2 million. It's a Bugatti, though. There's like one of 300.
So you're saying that Drake, he's not selling the car himself, let's be clear.
Well, he sold it to the dealership who's selling his car, yeah.
So you're not going to have
But it's Drake's car. People pay big money for like movie cars and former celebrity cars and stuff.
Yeah, remember on Seinfeld?
What? No.
George Costanza bought John Voight's car.
Is that
right? Really great reference.
I did not know that.
You're welcome, Seinfeld fans.
So I think this is a big story. I think this is kind of cool. And no one else in the city is talking about it. Our producer walked in and she's like, is that the story? Really? That's all you have? But our intern Maddie likes it.
No, she doesn't.
She thinks it's a good story.
No, she doesn't.
I think she wants to be nice to you.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't know how to be honest yet.
Wow.
Not far enough in her career.
No. Yeah. No.
Wow. Wow. Okay,
can I read you some text?
Yes, you can.
From the 289. Adam, don't worry. It is hot goss. However, I'd like to know why they think they can charge that much for a used car, even if it is luxury and it was owned by Drake. Everyone knows cars depreciate the second you drive them off the lot.
Yeah, but a Bugatti's like, it'd be like, it's an art piece, right? It's not a car, so they actually go up.
When you say hot gossip, I want to know if somebody's having sex. That's what I thought I was going to be.
That? Yeah. How would I know that?
I want to know if somebody's broken up, if somebody did something criminal activity-ish, or if somebody's having sex. That's what I want to know. This is none of those things, so I don't care.
Text from Barry. Cool story about the 1%, bro. Kind of interesting. Well, yeah. Good for the water cooler this morning.
Every celebrity story is the 1%, bro.
You hear Drake selling his car?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of not rich celebrities we talk about. Come on now. Are we serious? This is cool. And you can see it at Virgin Radio Toronto. It's getting posted.
Don't worry, Adam. I found that story interesting and worthy of breaking news.
Thank you.
No, you didn't.
Appreciate that.
Last one. My buddy is the general manager at the dealership that sold Drake his G-Wagon.
Oh.
See, that's interesting.
Mm. Why is that more interesting than I have found Drake's actual car and you can go look at it?
Personal connection. My friend met Drake versus I saw something on Instagram is a little bit...
There's a company selling something that used to belong to Drake.
I'm upset.
No way.
I'm upset.
Somebody,
you know what?
Somebody said...
No support from the show.
This is definitely a Narcity article. Said.
You're a Narcity article. Here are seven great places you can go hiking within an hour of Toronto.
I love Narcity.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another ghosting.
Yay!
Sorry.
Mia, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Oh my God, I'm on the radio.
You are officially on the radio. How
here
does it feel?
I'm just feeling so like, oh my God, this is like otherworldly right now.
Well, I'm sorry that it's actually funny that she said otherworldly because the segment's called Ghosted. I do want to know, we want to know why you're here. Why are you here?
All right, so there's this cutie I've been dating, and his name is Elijah, and he just hasn't responded to my last text, and it was right after our last date on Saturday.
It's only Thursday.
Let's talk about your history together. So let's start from the beginning. How long you guys been dating? Has it been very long?
I don't know, like maybe like 2 months, but like we talk all the time. So this is like really new to me.
Yeah, you guys are basically married.
And then you guys went on this date and then you haven't heard from him since. So did anything happen on the date that argument or something?
Well, he seemed a little bit like annoyed or something by the end of the date, but nothing out of the ordinary happened. Okay, so like we were just planning our next outing together like we usually do. And I don't know. Like, maybe he's, like, just been stressed out from work. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Okay. So you have some ideas.
Okay.
So
the only way to find out is actually to call him.
Yes.
So we're going to play a song. We're going to come back, and we're going to do that, all right?
All right. Thank you.
So if you've missed Ghosted, you've missed Mia, who's got great energy, super excitable, but is on Ghosted. So obviously, Mia, you ended up ghosted by a guy you've been seeing for a couple of months. Name is Elijah. The last time you heard from him was during your date on Saturday, and then you haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, he's just not even reached out. It just seems like super not like him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a few days now. Yeah. Makes sense.
That's more than 24 hours.
Now, the funny thing with this is that you say that nothing went wrong on the date, and yet you haven't heard from him. You think it might be stress from work. Now, when we call him, you're going to be listening silently. And what that means, yeah, though, is that, you know, his answers are going to be pretty unfiltered if we get a hold of him. Are you sure you want to go ahead with this?
Okay, so where I'm at right now, I really think that I'm just feeling that this is the right move. I just feel this energy kind of telling me that this is where I need to go right now to get the answers I'm seeking.
Okay. For sure.
Okay, trust your gut.
Let's
see what the vibes are.
Let's give him a call.
Stop it.
Hello.
Hi there, is this Elijah?
Yeah. Who's this?
It's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Why are you calling me? What did I win?
You won the opportunity to have a good old chat on the air, sir. Very excited to be talking to you.
Okay.
So we are calling. There is actually something at the end of this potentially for you. We're calling about Mia.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
This is that, like... You guys tell the weird stories, like the bad dating,
yes,
stories or whatever.
That's usually how it's described to me at parties when people find out I'm on the show. Yes. So. Okay. So tell us on the dating show. Tell us about what your experience with Mia is, because we understand there has been a very decided lack of contact this week.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sort of glad you're calling me. And you know, bear in mind, Mia has game. Don't let her cute little, her bubbly attitude fool you. When I don't know, she told you, when I first started talking to her, she swore by her psychic. Did she talk about her psychic at all?
No, she did not.
She's not mentioned a psychic.
Okay.
No.
Well, she has a favorite psychic that she goes to, and she would check with her psychic to make sure it was, like, everything that she did is a good decision, you know. I was okay. Like, okay, it's like her, you know. But so that kind of drew me. It was an interesting way to introduce yourself when she was telling me about her. And but then I started to kind of notice, like, a little trend with things she does. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Well, so Mia would suggest a date idea, and then I would suggest a date idea. And then she would let me know what her psychic thought of both of our ideas. And, of course, her ideas would always, like, be the favorite of the psychic. And, like, that's what we would do because that's what her psychic said. But, it was kind of – it was okay at first, and then just got – I don't know. It was just very one-sided.
Okay.
I get so, like, bizarre.
I could see how that would be annoying, but can you give us, like, a specific example?
Yeah. I'll tell you about our last date and subsequently why I haven't. So, like, our last date was to take her dog to the vet for checkup.
What?
Yeah. The date before was to return a dress. Like, I felt like all her dates were, like, her errands. You know?
Things that she wanted to do. Like,
yeah, so I would just, like, drive around doing her errand.
Her psychic told her to finish her to-do list?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Because all, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This is bizarre.
No, I don't think it's like, I don't think having a psychic is bizarre, but using it to your advantage is. You know, but she obviously has some attachment issues with
having
her psychic.
Having a psychic's a little bizarre.
No, it's not.
Okay, so here's, I think what we need to do here is bring Mia on. Elijah, I don't know if you've deduced this or not, but Mia has been listening in.
I kind of figured.
Okay.
Hey, Mia. Have you been using your psychic to get what you want?
Hey, Elijah. Okay.
Oh, hi.
All right, first off, she's called a medium.
Okay.
She is called a medium. And okay. She's who I trust. I want to make sure we're safe and happy just all over, okay? And she guarantees that. Okay, all right, listen. You can't tell me you didn't have fun with Riley at the vet on Saturday.
I love animals, so I saw some cute dogs in there, but... I mean, we were... No, I mean...
That sounds like a horrible date. It's horrible.
No. Yeah, that's not a date. It's not a date, you know?
Maybe just try to switch it up, girl, with where you're going to and how much you lean and depend on the medium.
All right, listen, I told you that the medium predicted, like, the major issues if we did. And Listen, who are you to question my medium?
Who am I? I'm just, I want to do something without having to check in with a stranger first. Like, I can't, see, I can't, like, argue with this logic, you guys. It's just, like, I mean, everything, like, I don't know. It wasn't. Going to the Yorkdale Mall isn't like my idea of like a date. Like, we're just doing things.
I love the Yorkdale Mall.
It could be, but I think you mentioned something earlier about returning a dress.
Errands,
is that why you guys went?
Yeah, that's why we went.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not
that's
fair.
That's not much of a date.
Yorkdale's a good date spot, but not for that.
Unless you stop for bubble
tea.
My
idea was the new Top Gun, and so her medium thought that. I mean, come on.
I told you what my medium said, that if we saw it, there was going to be a lot of issues. So
yeah.
I have to trust my medium on this. So
yeah, maybe just some compromise. Maybe just some compromise is needed.
I kind of side with the medium
compromise
on that one, because there's a lot of like really good-looking dudes in Top Gun, and there would have been some issues.
Some compromise, Jax?
Just some compromise.
Mia,
no.
Mia, do you check with your psychic on every decision here?
Of course I do. I mean, listen, she's there to help me and to guide me and to make sure that I have a good future and a good,
right, you not,
a good outlook. Why wouldn't I consult her?
You not us, though. Like, it doesn't, you can have the help of a therapist or a medium, whoever you want, but don't let it dictate your relationship.
Okay. So, Elijah, do you have, go ahead, no, go ahead.
I was going to say there's one like obvious glaring question I haven't asked Mia yet. Like, if she predicts everything that's going to happen to you, how come she didn't predict me ghosting you?
Okay.
No, that's not how it works. Like, and you know that. You know that.
I don't know that.
Maybe you're not meant to be. Maybe you're not meant to be.
It's a valid point.
Okay. I'm assuming there's not going to be a next date here. Am I right on that?
I mean, come on. Yeah.
You know.
Ask her medium.
Okay.
All right. So, Elijah, what we're going to do is we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Mia.
Okay, Mia. How we doing?
You know, I just... So, my medium did warn me in advance about him. And you know what? This is the time I say, this is what I get for not listening to my needs.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%, for sure.
100%.
If there's one thing you should pull away from this, it's definitely that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I have to be honest, I'm glad that Elijah asked the question that everybody was asking at 999, which is why didn't the psychic predict this?
No, that was mean.
It's not how it works.
That was mean.
Yeah, and then when asked how it works, they're like, well, you know. Well, he clearly
no, it's
doesn't.
Not.
Yeah.
It's so funny, eh? Like, that's why, to be honest with you, I don't believe in any of that crap. It's not for me.
I find it funny that you believe in the Leafs, but you don't believe in this.
She's not wrong, Adam. The fact that, like, we put our beliefs into the Toronto Maple Leafs not disappointing us year in and year
Listen,
out. Like,
and Jax, you're right. The Leafs have not won a cup in over 50 years. I understand that.
Here we go.
But they still have a better chance of winning a cup than a psychic has of being right.
I mean,
honestly.
Honestly,
right in a genuine sense, like actually seeing the future, not making a prediction and stumbling into a correct assumption.
I think we could see the future here that Jax is going to argue about psychics.
I can't wait for the comments on Instagram.
I just think you need to be a little nicer. Both of you.
You know what? Why couldn't they just compromise with what her therapist said and just do what her therapist said, Jax?
Text from the 647. Magic 8-ball deciding on your love life is not the way
no,
to go.
No, no.
That's what me too.
That's
I think
not
that's
what
fine.
It is.
Yeah. What else? What else we got there, T?
Poor guy sounds like a third wheel to Mia and her psychic.
Yes. Yes. Jax, honey, you know I love you.
I know.
This
I love
one
you
thing
too.
That we're going to disagree on. You don't believe we should believe in the Leafs, and I agree with you.
Go Leafs.
But
maybe next year.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Fine. I'll take that. Hey, so for the first time in over 2 years, we have a guest in studio. And, you know, no big deal. It's just Russell Peters.
Yay! Yay! Yes! Welcome.
What's going on?
Nothing. You still put up walls.
Yeah.
We've got these fake hockey boards. They're supposed to protect you from COVID, but really.
No, they should get rid of it. Yeah.
They should, for
definitely
sure.
Get rid of it.
So what's going on? There's a lot happening in your life, including, I guess, we'll start with the tour.
The tour, yep. Act Your Age World Tour.
And?
That's it. That's the whole story.
That's it.
Come back to Canada, buddy.
Yeah.
4 years since I performed out here. You know that?
Oh, wow.
Four years
really?
Since I've been to Canada. Yeah.
And is it nice to be kind of, you know, on stage and actually, you know, in front of people again?
Well, I've been on stage. You got to understand, Canada's been real slow with it. I've been back on stage and on the road since last year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so. What were those first couple shows like during COVID?
I didn't do any shows during COVID.
Or, sorry.
Oh, you mean like after it opened up? Well, you got to figure, COVID started March 2020. Mm-hmm. I was already on stage in June 2020.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because
there
was that window, too.
There was like this little window where they're
land.
Like, I think it's gone, guys.
Yeah.
So I did this club in San Diego, and it was like, they had them spaced out, and it was like half capacity, and I was like, I think I'm bombing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't think I could sell out a club anymore, and I kept forgetting that it was like, you know. And then the clubs were selling out again. I'm like, oh, thank God. It was just a bad time.
And did you do that virtual dance where everyone was doing a bit of, no, you didn't. No.
Hell no. That's the worst.
Yeah.
That's
no,
like trying
no
to, you know, it's like Zooming a girlfriend. You know? that you've never met.
Russell, I want to say something to you that I feel like a lot of people say to you on a daily basis. I'm from Brampton.
Are you?
Yeah, I went to Heart Lake.
Oh, wow. That's really Heart Lake. That's not Brampton. But...
same, but different.
See, and I'm not even really from Brampton. You know where I'm from? Bramalea.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day, it was Brampton, Bramalea. And then they consolidated into Brampton. But really, I was from Bramalea because I grew up on Bramalea Road.
Okay. So was the city center a big deal?
City center was the
shiznit. Still shizness. Is. Okay.
And Shoppers World was Brampton.
Hey.
See, city center was Bramalea and Shoppers World was Brampton.
Damn. Much Brampton. It's only Bramalea.
I mean, Brampton is not so much Brampton.
Yeah, that's true. So Russell, what's the place you always hung out at? The Tim Hortons parking lot? Which one?
Oh, at Sandalwood Plaza. The Kennedy Sandalwood
area? Did you know
that's
the one?
That's the one where that's
a little bit.
Is it?
No, that's...
I'm talking that sister.
Yeah, you're quick.
Now, you're also an ambassador for something called the Condo Store.
I've never been an ambassador for anything. How about that? Simon Mass, who owns the Condo Store, he's been a friend of mine for a few years. And he would always ask me like what I've been doing with my investments and stuff.
Okay.
And I was never good with investments. I didn't really have any investments. Yeah. I had bought a bunch of houses. I was like, oh, that's a good investment. I go, they weren't investments. Those are houses for me.
Yeah.
Stupid. Why would you not? Yeah. And then he started helping me understand how to make money, make money.
Right.
And then when he came to me, he was like, why don't you get involved with us at the Condo Store? I was already a client. He was like, why don't you get on board and help us talk about it? And I was like, well, that makes even more sense now. So, yeah, he can help a dumb guy like me understand finances and how to make investments. I'm pretty sure he can help you.
Love that. Now, I got to ask one more thing. You were mentioning off mic before we started the interview that our radio studio is not exactly pleasing to the eye. It's very tiny.
I know, but you know what it is? It's got a nice energy.
Oh, well, thank you.
A warm energy?
Yeah, I think the energy is more important than than I'd rather be in a nice energy room than a funky looking place that's like cold and everyone's like a robot.
Fair enough. Might be the asbestos, though.
No, that's fine. We're from the asbestos generation.
Yes. Absolutely. Now, but this used to be a club.
Yeah.
One that you went to.
I used to come to this club all the time. It used to be Go-Go's, and then it changed to Whiskey Saigon.
Oh, okay. My God.
And, you know, the first... There was a Toronto Comedy Festival in 1994, and I was in it. And this was the headquarters for it. We performed in this building when it was Whiskey Saigon, and that was the first time I'd ever gotten press in 1994.
No way.
Toronto Star wrote an article on me. Henry Mankiewicz wrote the article.
Really?
I remember his name because he was so nice.
Amazing. Now I'm just wondering, just being in this corner, can you remember anything that happened in this particular corner?
This
where our studio...
would have been the first floor.
Okay. Was anything happening on the first floor?
First floor was like the floor you started at. I think they played house on this floor.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
And then they played hip-hop one floor up, and then they had, like, an alternative room on the third floor.
Right.
So, you remember how your body moved?
Oh, my God. When that house comes on, you know what's funny is? When I play house music, I show my wife or whoever, and I'll be like, these are the dances we used to do. And they go, are you sure you weren't gay? Because we were voguing like there's nobody's business. We were like, so, making the faces, sucking in the cheeks.
Oh,
I'm like,
I love it.
Oh my God.
You can check Russell out on the Act Your Age tour and, of course, the partnership with the Condo Store. Russell, thanks for coming in and being our first guest.
And thanks for making me come. I mean, for having me.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so you're watching a show with your partner. And if you're Jax, you're probably talking through the show.
Okay, I have a problem with that. Okay?
But there's something else we're going to talk about. TJ, it specifically has to go with going to the bathroom.
Yep.
And you and Val, I think, disagree on this. Am I right?
Yeah, we differ on it. Okay. So Val is one of those people that it gives me major anxiety, but we'll be watching a show and she'll get up to go to the bathroom or she'll get up to get a drink or fix a snack. And she won't pause the show. She'll just like live her life. And I always pause the show as she gets up. And I can't help but feel, we got into a small debate about it, that it's the person's responsibility who gets up to pause the show, not the person who remains on the couch.
Right.
And I'm her flippancy with this policy is, you know, we're 2 weeks into an engagement and I'm rethinking the whole thing.
Wow. Yeah. Is that where this has gone? Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
But she hasn't asked you to pause it.
No, but I don't think that's important. It's
you trying to control what she missed.
She needs to take
the
responsibility. Here's what drives me nuts, yeah. Okay? So we're both watching a show that we haven't seen before.
Okay.
Natalie's a talker during shows. I'll just call her out right now. Yeah. Total talker. Her thing is, oh my God, what happened? And I'm like, Natalie, I'm watching the show at the same time you are, especially with the new Stranger Things. Yeah. I don't know.
You're not sure?
They don't want us to know right now. That's what's going to, it's coming. It's going to happen. I'm like, babe, I don't know. And but what Natalie does is if she has to get up and go to the bathroom, she'll say, just keep it going. I'll listen.
Yes.
And then they come back and they start asking questions about what happened when they were gone.
Yeah. She was going to ask questions either way.
That's true. That's true. But I feel you on this, TJ.
If you get up, it's your responsibility to pause the show for everybody involved.
No, why?
Yeah. No?
No.
Why do you say that?
Why is it on the person who's sitting down then?
Because you're sitting there, and obviously if you're getting up, you're leaving, so you're not going to grab the remote. If you're sitting there, you're not doing anything else. You can just press pause.
So you're talking about like a division of labor here.
Yeah.
Where we all work together
as
a team.
Like if I get up to pee, that is taking, that is exerting energy from my legs. So Michelle can use her arms to press pause.
Oh. Nope.
No, yeah. You're not doing anything else. Just do it. Nope. Just press pause.
Nope. Adam was 100% right because you're going to listen to the show and then I'm going to have to explain what happened.
Okay. So here's what we want to know. 999-99 in text. 416-872-9999. It's very simple. You're watching a show with your partner. Yeah. You're both into it. One of you has to go up and go to the bathroom. The simple yet divisive argument is who is responsible for pausing the show?
Who's the pauser?
We want to. I want to actually get a poll going right now so we can define this forever.
Let's go.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, so the debate is this. Okay, this is a tough debate. If you're watching TV with your partner, you're into it. You're watching the new Stranger Things. You're watching the new Obi-Wan that dropped yesterday, which apparently is great, which I'm not allowed to watch yet.
I heard it's amazing.
Apparently features Darth Vader. I'm so excited. But your partner Chewbacca in the middle of the show has to get up and go to the bathroom. Whose job is it to pause the show? Whose job to pause the show when somebody gets up to go to the bathroom? Is it the peeor or is it the sitor?
The sitor.
Now, why do you say that, Jax?
Because you're sitting and not doing anything else. So just put it on pause. Be kind.
So Jax, DJ and I think it's incumbent on the person leaving.
Correct.
To pause.
Yeah.
So therefore,
they are causing the inconvenience.
Bingo.
It's on them.
So what did the text say?
I just want to, there's a lot of this text coming in, so I want to address it right away. Whoever the converter is closest to has to pause the show.
Oh.
I understand the logic. It's not the question. The question is, who has to do it?
Well,
right?
I guess they had a third answer. That's,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, I know you don't want to go down this road, TJ, but it's a compelling argument.
No, it's a dumb argument. Yeah. I hate it. This one from the 416. The problem is that when I go to the washroom during a show, I don't want you to pause it because then it's all quiet. And it's like I'm being timed while I'm in there. And then I'm anxious about how long I've been in there and what you can hear. And oh my God, I think I just realized I'm TJ.
You know what? We all have our TJ moments, and they will come to you when you least expect it.
The darkest moments, usually. Another text from the 647. It is absolutely on the person getting up. It is not my problem that you need to get up and leave the room. I'm already watching.
Oh, God.
From the 416. I just love just how definitive this is. It is 100% the person who is sitting on the couch's responsibility to pause the show for the person getting up, unless explicitly asked otherwise.
Oh.
I said, interesting. Why? They responded. Because they're not doing anything other than watching the show.
That's the thing.
I don't make the rules. Yeah. That's just how it is.
You're just sitting there. Just be nice.
I think you did just make the rule.
You did.
The rule. I agree with that.
From the 416, I think if someone you're watching the show with gets up, it's only the polite thing to pause it. The person who gets up may feel bad and may not want other people to feel like they have to pause it for them, so it's a courtesy thing.
Mm.
Interesting, but the wrong argument. Last one here from the 416. I'm with TJ. My husband will get up to go to the bathroom and then yell back at me to pause the show. Meanwhile, the remote is on the other side of the sofa, and I often have a baby in my arms. It's just not right. I relate to that because Val will be in the bathroom, and I'll pause it out of the goodness of my heart, but I'm petting the dog at that point.
Right.
And then I have to stop petting the dog to go to the other side to get the remote.
That
and then poor Charlie doesn't get pet. And it's just like having a baby.
So be honest.
Yeah.
You have to be honest.
Yeah.
I know that you brought this up, but you are the sort of keeper of the text messages on this show.
Yeah.
What is the actual voted on answer? What's the one that wins?
It's like 60%. It's on the person sitting down.
But
I want to say with an asterisk. That a lot of people are saying Team Jax, right away, and it's because that
it's
was
just
Jax's
because
argument.
It's Jax. Listen, I don't. It's a political campaign, and she just won it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, producer Leah, we usually do star of the show here, so what are we doing?
I don't know if you guys listened to the controversy that was Justin Bieber tickets earlier today, but Isabella really needs to get star of the show because she came through after being caller number 12 when you're really supposed to be caller number 9, but three people before her could not get TJ's really tough questions correct. So we got to give it out to Isabella.
Somebody texted in and said, shame on you, TJ, for making it hard. And I was like, it's a contest.
Okay, one more time.
Yeah.
What were the two headlines that people had to get?
Okay, so you had to guess which one was right. And the first one was, and I might be miswording it here, but essentially, Justin Bieber tells fans to stream his song Yummy as they sleep overnight to make it number one on the charts.
Okay. Right.
The other option was, in 2019, Justin Bieber told Netflix he's not doing a documentary with them because of, quote, bad vibes.
And most people took the bad vibes.
They did. They thought the second one was the only one.
That is very – it's funny what we would accept as the truth from him, right?
Yeah.
And Justin's cleaned up his act. Like, I could see 2016 Justin Bieber saying that.
Yeah.
But recently, not so much.
He's doing well.
No, he's got better vibes.
He's doing great. He does bring the good vibes. Hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Love
Friday show.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.